Hi, I'm Rabbi Dave Felsenthal, and welcome to My World, the world of the rabbi who got rich on Sunday. My goal is to share my hard-earned knowledge and to help people who were like I was 22 years ago, when my life came to a crossroads between living my dreams and giving up on my dreams to face reality. Sure, I've made some spectacular mistakes, but I've also had unbelievable successes along the way. I am living what I like to call, with sincere thanks to the Almighty, my dream life. Welcome to another episode of The Rabbi Who Got Rich on Sunday, about living the dream through work-life balance. I'm Rabbi Dave, and today we're going to talk about Passover significance of freedom, and how does this help my business? Passover significance of freedom story. Freedom is all about using your free will to make great choices. Rabbi Noach Weinberg shared the following story about free will. There was a homeless beggar living outside on a cold, dirty street. The beggar carried his bags with him wherever he went. Every day he begged for a piece of bread, money for some soup or coffee, and sifted through garbage pails for anything usable. Now suppose he found a lottery ticket, put it in his bag, and forgot about it. Suppose that this ticket was a $100 million winner. The beggar could have a warm house, new clothes, plenty of food. What good fortune! There's one problem, though. It's in the bottom of his bag, and he's forgotten he even has it. He's carrying around $100 million and still lives with the same homelessness, the same misery, the same hopelessness, because he does not realize what he has. One message of Passover is the significance of the powerful tool of freedom. We have tremendous potential to choose good over evil, to choose life over death, to choose greatness over mediocrity. But if we don't realize that we have this power of free will, we'll live like a life of a beggar, when we're actually royalty, the children of the King of Kings. Free will in business. We will learn in this podcast how to use free will as a tool to build your life and business with purpose, to plan your daily activities in order to accomplish your goals, not to take the easy path of reaction and mediocrity, but to make the hard choices to succeed in your business and in life. Learn and practice the lessons below that we can learn from Passover, and you'll achieve greatness in every area you apply them, including work-life balance and your business's bottom line. Free will in Passover. Quite often we think that we're only one person. How can anything we do change the course of history? Today, with all the technology at hand, we have more power than ever before, and we have just spent many podcast episodes here learning how to spread our messages. So in the Passover story, we see many individuals who could have given up or not realized their potential and used their free will to change the course of the entire world, Judeo-Christian history. Yocheved brought her son Moses into a world of slavery where all newborn boys were killed upon birth. Miriam followed her baby brother as he floated down the Nile to certain death. Batya saved baby Moses, knowing that she was going against the wishes of her father, Paro, the king of Egypt. Moses chooses to kill an Egyptian slave master and save a Jewish slave, knowing that he would either be killed or have to escape into exile. Zipporah chose to marry this kind stranger Moses, a fugitive from Egyptian law. Moses took the word of the Almighty's prophecy to Paro, even though he stuttered and could not speak clearly. Paro stubbornly refused to let the Jewish people go, even as plague after plague decimated his country. The Jewish people crossed into the Red Sea, even though it seemed certain they would drown, all leading to the ultimate declaration of free will in Passover at Mount Sinai, of the entire people declaring, "We will do and we will hear," accepting the word of the Lord without even knowing what that would entail. A series of choices to use free will to make hard decisions that led to the greatest miracles in the history of mankind. And that is Passover's significance of freedom. What is free will? Not all choices are free will. What is free will? Choosing chocolate ice cream over vanilla is not a free will choice. It's exercising a preference. Free will is not even choosing between good and evil. The Torah, the Bible, says, "See, I have put before you life and death, good and evil, blessings and barrenness. Choose life." You might ask, who chooses death? When we avoid the pain it takes to accomplish anything worthwhile, when we seek escape, wasting opportunity, quitting because greatness is difficult, we are choosing death. What is freedom? Five levels. I can teach you how to hit a golf ball in a few seconds, but to be good at it takes a lot of practice. I'm going to share with you five levels or steps to free will. Practice is difficult. Choose life. Number one, self-awareness. Life is a constant stream of decisions based on our choices. Realize that you have the winning lottery ticket and actively make those choices Don't just get through the day. Have a goal and a plan and choose to implement. Number two, don't follow society or your past choices blindly. Be your own person. Don't accept society's assumptions. Don't be controlled by your past assumptions from years ago. Constantly reevaluate where you are now and live the life you believe in and want for yourself. Number three, do what your soul wants, not what your body feels like. Your soul wants greatness and your body wants comfort. I used to run track in high school. When I first started, my body would complain about the pain. My soul would say, keep going, it's good for you. My body would say, you're crazy, nothing this uncomfortable is good. My soul would say, finish the race and I'll give you a piece of chocolate cake. After a few weeks of this, if I missed a day of running, my body would feel sluggish. When your soul leads and your body gets on board, great things follow. Number four, identify with your soul, not your body. Your body feels hungry and tired. That's not the real you. The real you is your soul, which is a piece of the infinite and can accomplish anything. Number five, make the Almighty's will your will. We have been given a beautiful world and almost infinite potential. Choose greatness. Choose to accomplish things of eternal value. Choose life. That's what freedom is. Passover significance of freedom. Over the next 2 weeks of Passover, contemplate your own choices and embrace the transformative power of freedom inspired by these lessons of freedom and free will. Practice choosing the free will and your body and soul will become partners and miracles can happen. In the next episode, after a break for Passover, and a special episode for Holocaust Memorial Day, we will talk about cross-promotion opportunities to generate leads. For more guidance and tips on living the dream life, go to my website, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com, to access content-rich articles and more. You can also access a link to that webpage through the show notes if you're listening to this podcast on any popular podcast platform. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with a friend and make sure to join me each Sunday as I share how the rabbi got rich on Sunday. In the meantime, feel free to check out my website for more information and to schedule a free consultation, therabbiwhogotrichonsunday.com.